All right, so here I am alone at Southern Brewing, and I'm going to be sampling the Moonraker, a vanilla cacao, and the Post Pro Hills. Okay, so start with the Moonraker. This is a dark, obviously, beautiful. It had a nice head on it, nice dark brown head. It smells pretty innocent smelling. You got a little of the cacao in there, but not super assuming. Let's take a sip. Ooh, it's a heavy syrupy. Very very bold and dark flavor. It's almost like a coffee almost. Just a very very like low carbonation. I mean it's bubbly, but it's almost just wet, like a flat almost. A very very bold, like dark bitter flavor. You can't see through the glass, like it's super opaque. It's good. It's a real bitter though. It's got that dark bitterness to it. Pretty intense. Not super exciting. I don't really get the vanilla. You get powered by the cacao. That's what you got going on there. But not bad. Not bad. And then the Post Pro Pills. So the cacao Moonraker, which is a great name, is a 9%. The Post Pro is 4.5, and this is like a PP yellow type color. It almost looks like a cider, and it's got the head of a cider. No, maybe a little frothier than that, but I'm pretty hoppy. So the smell is almost non-existent. It's not bad. That actually, though. So you take the sip. It's light up front, followed by the hoppiness, but it's not bad, and it kind of peters out into like a weedy, bland weediness. So it's inoffensive. It kind of plays it safe in the same way that Budweiser or whatever. It's just not intense, not crazy flavor. It's very drinkable. But it has that back end that just kind of gives a little something extra. That's not bad. The Pilsner is not typically what I would drink, I don't think. I'd be more inclined to get this Moonraker in general, like this type of beer. But I feel like the Moonraker is a little bland. It's a little flat. Whereas the Pilsner, I feel like it's got that drinkability, but it's got a little bit on the back end. It kind of got something else going on. It gives it a little value. I like that. It's not too bad. Obviously, I'm a little rushed here. They're closing down. They close. This is Southern Brewing, if I didn't already mention it. And they close at 7, so I'm past 7 now. It's 7:09, so I'm really pushing it. Luckily, I didn't get huge glasses here. So of the two, I would go with the Pilsner, I think, which is surprising. Not usually my choice, but it's not bad. I just think there's decent flavor in this Moonraker, but the way this kind of sits there is not really doing much for me. I think I'll down this Pilsner and make it happen. In times like these, you really make you reflect on your life, where you've come to. Sitting here by myself in a brew pub, a brewery, drinking and talking to myself. It's kind of makes you think. Post-prohibition Pilsner. This is what I'm drinking. I got a little infographic on it. Similar to a classic American sister, but are designed with slightly lower original gravity and lower IBUs. I don't know what that means. Same body and rich creamy mouthfeel as pre-pro, obviously, offers a slightly sweeter corn-like taste. I don't know about that. This beer tastes like low, grainy, corn-like maltiness. How are the maltiness? I don't know about the corn. Medium low hop aroma from Noble Hops. The Noble Hops I got. Clean, crisp, slightly bitter finish. It's not bad. It finishes well. Let's see if I can find the Moonraker in here. There's no way. The Moonraker. Let me read to you about the Moonraker. Tastes like intensely flavored big dark ale. Roasty, chocolatey, and bittersweet with a noticeable alcohol presence. I don't know about alcohol, actually. I guess it is there, especially after having the Pilsner. They kind of have it. It's 10.6, it says here. It's not. What I'm drinking isn't. What I'm drinking is 9, but gets up, I guess, to 10.6. Roasty, chocolatey, and bittersweet. I think bittersweet's a good descriptor. Actually, all that fits it pretty well. You don't get the vanilla. Clains is in there, though. Intensely flavored, this big dark ale has a rich and boozy flavor profile. Okay. This brew boasts roasty, chocolatey, and bittersweet notes with a strong alcoholic warmth. See, I didn't really get that up front. Well attenuated and well balanced in bitterness, this Imperial Stout is rich and thick without being overly sweet. It's true, it's not overly sweet, but it's not really my thing. Ooh. Especially when you're trying to down it in record time. Doesn't really work well. So the beer for the week is going to be the post-prohibition Pilsner. A lot more drinkable. And it's got a little more going on. It's a little interesting. Kind of fun to play with. Not bad. So I think that's about it. I'm going to finish these beers and then go outside and vomit to get it out of my system. And also, I'm trashed right now after halfway through both of these. So, I mean, like, it adds up. I'm only one man. And I'm a lightweight. So, yeah, that's it. Check out the Indiegogo campaign. To keep the brew pubs serving their own stuff and go team drink Tampa Bay. Drink Tampa Bay. So yeah, there you go. All right, yeah.